Welcome to Starting Points, your weekly dose of better questions, where we provide you with one conversation-sparking question each week to help you learn from those nearest to the work. I'm your host, Sam Goodman. Let's jump right on in. Oh, howdy, everybody. Sam Goodman, your host of the Hot Nerd Podcast, the Hot Nerd Slideshow, all those kind of things. And here on the main show, our new little weekly segment where we pull out the deck, Starting Points, an operationally curious card deck. And we shuffle these bad boys up and we pull a question off the top and we ask a more interesting, operationally curious question each and every week. You know, I'm bad at shuffling, but I'm going to give it a shot. That sounded bad, didn't it? It sounded bad because it was really bad, but I just kind of shuffled those, and now I'm going to cut those somewhere in the middle. And I just, there we go. We did that. Now I'm going to pull one off the top and see what we get. Have you experienced anything in your work that it had... messed that one up, but I'm not editing. Have you experienced anything in your work that has surprised you? Good question. Good question. It's a great question. And when you go out and you ask, I tend to add on to this question, you know, if I'm going really broad, you know, the question is framed up as ever, right? That's really, 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 that's a wide net. That's a wide net. You can add on to that. Have you experienced anything that surprised you recently? Over the past few weeks, have you experienced anything that surprised you? If you're asking this question post-event, have you experienced anything with this particular task, process, work in the past that has surprised you? It's a great starting point to look for anything from near misses, close calls, to friction points and pain points. And really what you're discovering is uncertainty. Like when I push that button, 90% of the time it does what it's supposed to, but then that other 10% of the time it catches on fire and then we kind of put it out and we get back to work. You're looking for those kind of stories and you will uncover those stories. This will take you all over the place. Teach me, show me, tell me about times that you've been surprised with this particular work. Over the past couple of weeks, when you've been doing that, what surprised you? Great starting point. You know the homework assignment. Go ask this question of those nearest to the work and let me know what you learned, thehopnerd@gmail.com. I'm super curious to see how your operational curiosity is paying off. Until next time, it is Sam Goodman. Head over to thehopnerd.com too. Let me throw that in there. Head over to www.thehopnerd.com if you need a hand with human and organizational performance. I would love to be that person to help you. There's also tons of free resources and videos you can download and all kinds of cool stuff over there. But you can get in touch at the website, thehopnerd.com, or you can go click and book an initial consult. We can talk about it, all that kind of sort of cool stuff. But let me know. I'd love to come out and help your organization with everything from facilitating operational learning to post-event learning reviews, teaching workshops, all the kind of stuff that you know that we do around here. Again, you can find out more information at thehopnerd.com. Until next time, bye everybody. Bye. Today's episode is brought to you by Starting Points, an operationally curious card deck available at startingpointcards.com. Also, check out our funky meeting starters if you would like to get your meeting started on a funky and fun foot. All the card decks are also available in the Starting Points app. It is just startingpoint.app from any mobile browser. And visit www.thehotnerd.com today to learn how we can help you on your hop journey.